You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Text into 78592 says, even though I'm happily married, sometimes I'll hear old songs that remind me of ex-girlfriends.
No.
And I'll listen to them and wonder what they're up to and what might have been.
Oh.
Is that bad?
I don't think it's bad.
I mean, no. I think it's normal.
Yeah.
It's very normal.
It's
perfectly
natural to think about them and find out where they live and break into their homes and smell their clothes and use their toilets and their food.
That's not normal.
Brooke, you're not a stranger. Oh. They know who you are.
That's too far.
That's...
Where's the line, Brooke? Where is it? I'm just saying, relationships are confusing.
Tricky for you.
And Brooke has weird coping skills.
Yeah. Not every confession that we hear on this show is about relationships, but today's apparently is.
Okay.
And the caller says her story is pretty juicy.
Oh, I'd like to. Good. Whoa. Give it to us. I'm so excited.
She's chosen Corrine as her fake identity. Corrine, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
I even like your fake name.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to be good.
The voice changer is on, Corrine. You are now the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
So this happened last year.
Okay.
And I haven't told anybody about this. It's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
It's just awkward and embarrassing. I don't know. You can tell me what you think. But
why? What's going on?
I was single, and I'd been single for like a little while.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing some like renovations on my apartment. And so I was kind of frequenting my neighborhood hardware store.
Okay.
And so I got to know the owner of the store, and he was super nice and friendly and, just kind of a fatherly guy, a bit older than me. And,
is it weird that I think we can all picture what this guy looks like?
I feel like he's got a beard.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
Some days,
super jolly.
Some days he's got suspenders.
That one button that goes down just to the right place so a hair's popping out.
Jeff's got a different picture than we do.
Is that not what you guys were envisioning?
No, quite.
I don't know what hardware stores you guys get.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Corrine, you're vibing with this hardware store guy?
Well, like, I hadn't even thought about it because he's, like, 5 years younger than my dad or something. But he ended up asking me out, like, the fourth or fifth time I went in there.
Stop it.
Wow.
How? Like, what does he say? He's just hitting on young, hot customers in the hardware store?
Is she into it, though?
Yeah.
Well, like, we had already kind of started talking, and he was helping me out with, like, ideas for my apartment and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I did end up giving him my number, and I was just kind of, like, on the fence about whether or not this was a good idea or not.
Worst case scenario doesn't turn into a romantic thing, and now you just have a really handy guy that can come over and help you renovate the rest of your apartment.
That's
Don't invite him over.
Yeah. Typically, if you're going to date someone 30 years older than you, you hope it's like a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're going to get that with
not a
hardware
wood daddy.
Guy. Yeah.
A lumber daddy.
I mean, he did own the hardware store.
Oh, true.
Oh, now the attraction's making more sense.
But anyway, so we started texting, and then we actually went out and had an awesome time, and I was surprised.
You had fun.
What do you do with a hardware store owner?
Well, he did help me finish the renovations on my apartment.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm assuming he'd be like, you can put so many birdhouses back here.
Yeah.
But that's great. Surprise, huh?
Yeah, so did you end up dating him?
Yeah, we ended up dating. I didn't tell anybody about it because it was kind of weird. But we dated for like 6 months, and so it was getting kind of serious. And so I was starting to think that I'm going to have to like come clean to like my family and friends about like what I've been doing on the weekends for the last 6 months. He really wanted me to meet his kids. He had like 3 kids. And I like really didn't want to do that because they're around my age, and that just seemed
like a lot.
Yeah, but I ended up doing it because we were kind of getting to that place. Yeah, so it was like some family birthday party or something. And I get there and I realize that one of his sons is a guy that I had been like messaging back and forth on a dating app.
Right before
I started dating his dad. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Totally small world. And I was hoping that maybe he wouldn't notice.
Oh no.
But he totally did.
What did he say to you?
Like father, like son.
It was so awkward. So I kind of wanted to just like run away, but I stuck it out. And at one point he like pulled me over to the side and admitted that he remembered, but he wasn't going to say anything. And as long as I made his dad happy, then that was all that.
Oh, sweet, that's supportive good. Kids.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have a type.
Yeah.
Same
gene pool.
Yeah. Probably similar personalities.
So wait, are you not dating him anymore?
So, I mean, he was really sweet about it, I guess, but it just was too weird. It creeped me out because I had really wanted to meet up with him before I started going out with
the son you wanted to meet up with.
The son, yeah. So it just was one of those things of like, I can't do it.
How far did your conversation with the son go? Like, was it just casual flirtation or were there pictures sent between you two?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, how deep did it go?
There weren't like bad pictures sent, but like definitely like flirty.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We were talking for like 2 weeks and then his dad asked me out, so I went out with his dad. Wow. I like ghosted him.
Oh man.
Oh, you ghosted him?
Yeah.
At least you blew him off and he didn't blow you off, and then you turn around and you're like, oh yeah, well guess what? I'm gonna date your dad if you won't date me.
So then what happened when you met their grandpa?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Did you end up you broke up with the dad, right?
Yeah, I did. And I just like made an excuse that I needed to focus on work and I wasn't feeling it.
Why am I still thinking that you should be with him? Is that weird?
One of them. It doesn't matter who.
He treats you good. It's not his fault.
Or until the son has a kid and then you have a whole nother generation to work on.
Oh, God.
Text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone tap's coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.